Hi, my name is Ben.
Hi, my name is Johnny, and we're doing our project on Marco Polo.
Who was Marco Polo? Marco Polo was an Italian merchant, explorer, and writer born in the Republic of Venice. His travels are recorded in the book, The Travels of Marco Polo, a book that described to Europeans the wealth and the great of China, its capital Peking, and other Asian cities and countries. Though he was not the first European to reach China, Marco Polo was the first to leave in a detailed chronicle of his experience. This book inspired Christopher Columbus and many other travelers. Marco always tried to save people that were drowning. He called out Marco, they called out Polo. Marco Polo started exploring at the age of 17. He traveled to China, New Zealand, India, and many other places around the world. Marco Polo, in all of his travels, he traveled over 40,000 kilometers in his successful journeys. More than 600 passengers and crew died when the Polos were on their way back to Venice in 1295. Marco got trapped when there was a war in Italy, and he shared a prison cell with a writer, and he made a book called The Travels of Marco Polo. Marco set off for China in 1271. Marco died in 1324, and Marco Polo brought back tea when it was made by accident.
Marco had two daughters and one son. He lived with his wife, children, and mom and dad. Marco Polo was born in 1254. His real birthplace is in Corchula. One of the sharks made a hole in the ship. Marco Polo was one of the most famous explorers of all time.
Marco lived in Venice, in Italy, in the 1200s, and travelled to Asia at a time when most people in Europe never ventured far from their home village. Altogether, Marco travelled over 40,000 kilometres. Marco Polo started exploring when he was just 17 years old. His dad and uncle were merchants who went to the Far East on business, and Marco Polo was an Italian merchant, explorer, and writer born in the Republic of Venice.
Marco Polo lived in Venice. Marco was born in Corchula. He discovered pasta in China.
Marco Polo's book inspired Christopher Columbus to be an explorer. On the way to China, Marco crossed the vast, empty desert of Lop, now known as the Gobi Desert.
That's the end of our project. Thanks for listening.